let me show you just what happens first, because this is a thing that a lot of kids are doing. And so let me show you a couple of precautions as well. First of all, this is a Petri dish,
okay,
right? So when you get your Petri dish, it stays clean. You don't want to put your fingerprints all over the Petri dish.
And introduce new bacteria.
You've got it. And then this is a nutrient auger, if you can see this. It's just a powder, and that powder gets put into a Pyrex bowl or something like that, and you're going to boil it. So this is the liquid nutrient auger. Some people will use gelatin and then put a little bit of beef bouillon in there, but this has all of that sort of funky stuff in it. Yeah, and if you put this down here, all we're going
to
do is just kind of fill it up, and then that's going to harden. Okay, so it's there, and that's going to harden here. You can put yours down as well.
Does it harden overnight?
In about 30 minutes or so.
Oh, yep. Very quickly.
So I've done this one, so both of these now are ready to go. So here's what I did last week when you were gone, when Kim and everybody are in here, I snuck out there, and then I just did this little area here.
Holy
so look at this.
Mecca.
I went around, and I just scraped this on keyboards and on whatever, and then I inoculated it like this. So I just rubbed it back and forth like this, and believe it or not, that's all it took. Then this is really important. The lid goes on, and now you take a piece of tape and you tape this shut. You really don't ever want to open that again. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Keep it taped shut.
You know, this
got
is
it?
Another great science experiment for.
It's a great
this
one.
This is a great one.
All right, so take a look at this. Let me show you here on this far side. This, just to give you an idea, this is my mouth. All right?
Your mouth, okay.
In your mouth. And, you know, they say that there's more microorganisms growing in your mouth than there are all mammals on the planet. So there's a lot of stuff there. Look at my shoe, a little bit of fungi there on your shoe.
Interesting
that
your shoe is almost as contaminated as your mouth.
Well, hello, thank you. Foot in the mouth. That's the problem.
Mouth, right.
Hey, and everybody thinks bathroom. Take a look at this.
Yeah,
this is
not
the
terrible.
Not
I'm
bad.
Surprised.
So you're getting some actinomyces over here.
Is
and
that
probably
bad?
Some, no, I'm being told by the doctors. You know, they say if it's biology, it stinks. Chemistry explodes. It's physics, it doesn't work. So I don't know really a lot about the biology thing. But this is like a micrococcus that's in here. But then I went to Kim's phone. Ready for this? Right, I didn't go to your phone.
Thank
I went to
goodness.
Kim's phone, all right? So here, take a look at this and see if you can see kind of Kim's
check
phone.
That out.
So this is Kim's phone. So you get a little bit of the yellow in there. And it's really hard to tell exactly what's going on because we're not, you know, it's not into a lab for testing.
And your shoe and your mouth were a lot worse than her phone.
Knock it off. but then, would you look at this? The green button on the copy machine. This is the green button.
Oh, the start button?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So Dr. Nancy Sasaki over at DU said, you know, this is a lot of what's going on in the world, but it's not necessarily bad.
Wow.
You can identify some little areas
mackerel.
Here and maybe a serratia or something. And finally, this is Kirk's keyboard on the far end.
The winner.
This is anybody's keyboard.
Oh,
would you look at that? I think there's
there
a little bit of everything growing there. I'm
hey,
not
Kim,
sure.
Hey, Kim, there's some of today's lunch in there.
Yeah, there you go. Now, this is what is really important. You can't tell exactly what it is. These microbiologists can kind of help us. So kids who are doing this for a science project are going to count colonies or whatever. Look at that. Grab that sanitizer. So I thought maybe the sanitizer was the way to go. And here's what Dr. Sasaki said. She said the areas that are covering are actually keeping our body healthy. It's when you wash and you sterilize all of this, that you open up the little pockets and the invaders come back. So if you're doing this all the time and everything, you may not be as healthy as if you just kind of, it doesn't mean that you're dirty, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And what did the kids over at Wilder Elementary found out?
Top of a Kleenex box.
Disgusting.
And the steering wheel of your car, we found out.
Horrible.
Unbelievable.
You never use anybody's cell phone. Pretty much to stay in a bubble.
Yeah.
No. It's all. She says this is all normal.
We also learned that if you use those wipes, you know, out of the jar, that you should only go one wipe one direction.
Really?
Because if you go back the other direction,
I think you're
just re-spreading.
That's right.